It is a story of westward expansion and the inevitable confrontation of those heading west and those already on the land. The story is one told at this important city, and today's American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Dr. Clay Johnson is president and CEO of the Garst Museum. Part of the story they tell here is the settlement of West Central Ohio.
We were at one time, it's hard to believe Ohio was at the frontier of the United States. During this time, there was a very strong Native American presence. There were some white settlers.
But as more settlers headed west, tensions rose as those of European descent encroached on the lands once solely occupied by Native Americans.
Of course, during the Revolution, you had the British were siding with some Native Americans, and you'd have the United States colonial powers siding with some other Native Americans. And so it was always some contested territories.
By 1791, the friction came to a head.
One of the worst military defeats on American soil happened not too far from here, called St. Clair's Defeat, where hundreds of militia, United States colony soldiers, were killed.
It is said that of St. Clair's approximate 1,000 U.S. soldiers, only 24 escaped unharmed. The defeat signaled the young nation would have to exert much more force if it wanted to move west.
One of the problems that they had throughout here were the conflicts between the settlers and the Native Americans. And so it was Anthony Wayne that, relying on the history of the defeats that were out in this area, elected to really try to raise a professional army.
Anthony Wayne became an important figure in this area, and his story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.